I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
This one's going to be just a pretty simple one today. Had a couple different things I was thinking about, you know, just kind of jonesing on, deciding what I was going to mention. But you know what? Let's just go ahead and show some love, man. How about kicker Daniel Carlson, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week? He scored 10 points for the Raiders on Sunday and included a career-long 54-yard field goal. And I don't know about you guys, but the minute that they trotted him out there on the field, I just knew he was not going to make that kick.
Really?
There's just no way. He was 0 for last year. You know, I mean, he made some 50-yarders his first year with the Raiders, but last year he was 0 for, and he's never kicked a 54-yarder in his career. I had no confidence at all, and all he did is go ahead and drill it right down Main Street. And, you know, I think that gets overlooked quite a bit. I love that the fact that the NFL gave him AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, and it's only right that I give him some props because he came through in the clutch.
You know, when they signed him, when we used to do our show weekly, when they signed him, I said he would. I actually like Carlson. I think he got run out of Minnesota a little too early, and then he made me look bad last year because of all that.
Yeah, he was rough last year.
He was, and the kid is really, really talented. I hope this year he really does put it together, has more weeks like he had in week one, because when you can roll out your kicker and you just don't worry. I mean, you saw Steve Gostkowski, right, from the Patriots now, go out for the Titans and just have a horrific. It got painful to watch. You know what I mean? It wasn't
got
even
the yips.
You didn't want to make fun of him. You didn't. It just felt so terrible. And then he was able to win the game with the last kick. But it's one of those deals where if you don't have to worry about your kicker 99% of the time, it's all good, right? Especially John Gruden with a young team, big night against the New Orleans Saints, veteran quarterback, veteran defense. The last thing you want to worry about is your kicker.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, think about this. In 2019, Carlson was 6 for 10. From 40 to 49 yards. That's not even 50.
No.
You know what I mean? And he missed four. And then from 50 plus, he was 0 for 2. So he goes out there and drills a 50 pluser with no preseason, no real, you know what I mean? I know he did some stuff in training camp, but still, it's difficult. And oh, by the way, earlier in the game, as a extra point, the ball was rolled back to the holder. And they still found a way to get the ball through the uprights. So you got to give them props on that as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that's what you got to be able to do. But, you know, we're still getting calls in. So 702-365-9200 if you want to share Monday Night Football memories. You know, the one thing, too, that I remember, and it was because I was too young to kind of understand it at the time, although I knew who he was, because my parents had very diverse music listening, right? They listened to everything from James Brown, Etta James, to John Lennon, to Elvis, to Bread. I mean, you name it. They just listened to everything, right? And I remember I was out with my mom during a Monday Night Football. We came home. I was small. I was, 10 years old maybe. And we came home, and my dad was sitting in front of the TV, and it was the night that John Lennon was shot, and Howard Cosell announced it to the country, really, on Monday Night Football as well. So the cultural phenomena and kind of intertwining that Monday Night Football and the NFL have had with American culture really is significant.
It is. It's big. It's a big deal, man. I mean, Monday Night Football is just kind of like a staple in most American households. You know, just simple as that. It's just one of those things that you knew it's Monday night. It's what you tune into.
Absolutely. So we look ahead to the Raiders and the Saints, and we will do that, of course, tomorrow. Lewis Riddick and Omar Ruiz will be with us. We're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take you home to the top of the hour. Still taking your calls, 702-365-9200. The Sam and Ash text line, if you want to reach out that way, 69186. You're listening to the Silver and Black today from Sam and Ash here on Raider Nation Radio.